Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The looting and destruction of the CVS pharmacy at North and Pennsylvania Avenues is not only one of the indelible images of the unrest last week, it will also have a lasting impact on the Penn North neighborhood. Residents who need prescriptions filled have had to find someplace else to go. Baltimore's health department has been aiding residents in locating new pharmacies and overseeing public health efforts post-unrest. And with me to talk about it is Dr. Lena Nguyen, Baltimore City's health commissioner. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sheila.
As of yesterday, 13 pharmacies remain closed in the city, most of them in West Baltimore. How big an impact will this have on public health efforts in the community?
Right after the riots, what we were focused on in the city was the immediate, how do we help secure hospitals? How do we make sure that patients and staff can access healthcare? It didn't occur to us until we started hearing so many stories, dozens, hundreds of stories of people who were so affected by the pharmacy closings. I heard from individuals, a woman, for example, who was telling me that she had multiple heart attacks before. She had stopped taking her blood pressure medications and her blood thinners because she couldn't get her prescriptions filled. Somebody else was stringing out, quote-unquote, stringing out her inhalers and was only using her inhalers every other day and now had a cough and difficulty breathing to the point that we had to call an ambulance for her. These are the health consequences of what happens when people cannot access their life-saving medications, and it literally is a life-and-death issue for many of our residents.
So what are you doing?
We heard the stories of our patients. We saw that this is something that is an urgent need. And so the Baltimore City Health Department worked with our state health department of health and mental hygiene and also with our private partners and other city agencies to find one point of entry to help all of our residents, which is for residents who are affected by pharmacy closings to call 311, one number, and we will figure out everything else from there. We saw that everything has to be taken on a case-by-case basis. Some people just needed information about where else they should go. Some people had their entire pharmacy burned down, not only the pharmacy chain, if it's CVS or Rite Aid, but independent pharmacies where all their records are kept at that one pharmacy. So everything is case-by-case, and we've been working with our residents throughout the city to find an alternate plan, whether it's through delivery medications, through mail order, through picking up prescriptions ourselves, or other methods to make sure they get the care that really is life-saving for them.
How long can you keep that up?
We've had our staff work 24/7 since the riots and unrest began last week. And our staff have been working not only with hospitals around security plans, but also around dispelling rumors and making sure that we have accurate information put out in our city about public health. And now we're fortunate to have many volunteers assist us in our efforts. And so there are students from Hopkins, from the University of Maryland, volunteers from across the city who are aiding us with staffing our phone lines. This is an effort that will be ongoing. And our staff are tired, but are continuing to work as much as we can with the help of our volunteers and our state and now federal partners as well.
Do you have a sense of when these 13 pharmacies will be able to open back up? I was in communication with Carolyn Castell, who's the Vice President of Corporate Communications for CVS Health, and her statement to me was very enigmatic, quote, "We are continuing to formulate our rebuilding plans," close quote. I'm hoping you have more insight than I can get.
The good news is that some of the pharmacies are already beginning to open. Obviously, not the CVS that entirely burned down, but some of the other ones. For example, the pharmacy that's at Target in Mondawmin has reopened. Some of the other sites are beginning to reopen as well. So we're optimistic that these openings will help our residents get the access to medications that they need. But in the meantime, there are also these so-called pharmacy deserts where people have to walk a mile to get to the other nearest pharmacy. And while that may not seem like a lot to some of us, for people with limited mobility, with chronic medical conditions, that really does mean the difference between getting medications and not. And so this is going to be an ongoing process for us in the city.
As Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Wen here on Maryland Morning WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about the city's efforts to ensure access to health services after the unrest. You mentioned pharmacy deserts. Of course, we're used to the phrase food deserts. The CVS at Penn and North Avenues was also stocked fresh food. It was essentially the local grocery for that neighborhood. Is the city doing anything about that?
These are the stories of the unrest last week that, frankly, we just haven't heard as much about. We've heard all the stories of people who were rioting and protesting, and their voices were heard. What we hear in the health department are stories of people who are just trying to get by and are just trying to get their daily needs attended to. People who, as you said, Sheila, cannot get access to foods or basic toiletries or other things. And we're grateful to have initially volunteers step in and assist, in particular, our seniors getting access to medications, getting access to food and other needed life-saving supplies. We are also coordinating with our State Department of Aging, State Department of Health, to ensure that we do get ongoing access for our residents who are affected because of these other services not being in order. And so starting today, there are shuttle services that are going to be running to assist the residents, particularly at Penn North, but also at many of our other senior buildings across town, to be able to get to grocery stores and to be able to get other life needs attended to. And this is the work that we in the city are doing in the rebuilding process to ensure that it's not just the loud voices that are heard, but also that all of our needs and all of our health care are attended to.
And people can also find out about the shuttles by calling 311?
They can find out about the shuttles that way and also through our website and through our city's website as well.
And we'll link to those on our website. Real quickly, in the minute or so we have left, what about mental health services? How have they been affected, and are you stepping in some way?
Absolutely. Our health department has also come up with a mental health and trauma recovery plan. We have a 24/7 crisis line that people can call for acute mental health needs. And that's also on our website. And we also, in addition, have 311. And we ask for people to call 311 for anything, including if they belong to a group, a community group, a neighborhood association, a church group that would like us to provide counseling and trauma debriefing. It is so important for us to address mental health needs that are ongoing. It's not just in the immediate several days when all the protests are happening, but these are ongoing needs that are going to be happening for the next weeks, months, and even years.
I'm so grateful to you for telling us about it, and we will keep in touch as this unfolds. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Lena Wen is Baltimore City's health commissioner. We have a link to the health department website where you can find out where you can get information about how to access prescriptions, where to find mental health services at our website. That's all at our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning, and the phone number to call is 311. Maryland Morning is an original production of
Your Public Radio,
WIPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1861, Union General Benjamin Butler occupied the town of Relay, halfway between Baltimore and Ellicott City, to keep Southern sympathizers from controlling the Thomas Viaduct, the only rail link north to Washington. We'll continue our coverage tomorrow. Hope you'll join us.